Shortly after dawn on Friday, and yet another countrywide Russian missile attack. The target, as before, Ukraine's energy grid. Officials say 9 power facilities were damaged. The aim, to freeze people into submission. Air raid sirens in the capital Kyiv drove civilians underground, seeking shelter in the city's metro stations. Air defences are said to have intercepted most of the incoming missiles, but even then debris must fall somewhere, and it can fall anywhere. And what else to do on a freezing Friday underground but dance and sing?
Attacking our energy infrastructure, making people suffer during the winter time, that's about genocide of our nation. But I must admit that our moral is extremely strong, and we will never surrender.
On Thursday, far away in Geneva, the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights warned that ongoing attacks on energy infrastructure were exposing millions to extreme hardship.
Over 10 million consumers are facing cuts in electricity, and millions are cut off from a regular supply of water and heat. Additional strikes could lead to a further serious deterioration in the humanitarian situation and spark more displacement.
This was the scene at a residential building in the central city of Kryvyi Rih, struck by a missile, shot down or gone astray. And this, a metro station, another impromptu shelter in the northern city of Kharkiv. We heard the explosions. There were a lot of them, she says. I was in a bus and the electricity was still on, but then the power went out and we came down here. Now we're waiting for the air raid alarm to end. After the 9th such wave of attacks since October, with public food and heating stations now in widespread use, Ukrainians were left facing emergency blackouts and plummeting temperatures as this punishing wartime winter grinds on. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.